Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
This is WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is currently 79 degrees. Our update at 5 o'clock is next.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. U.S. stock markets taking a hit after a 1-2 punch, a disappointing jobs report, President Trump's new tariffs. ABC News senior White House correspondent Selena Wang.
American business say they're already paying the price. Ford estimated the tariffs will cost the company $2 billion this year. Procter & Gamble, which makes everything from toothpaste to detergent, says it's raising prices on one quarter of its products, passing some of those tariff costs on to consumers.
President Trump saying he's moving two of America's nuclear submarines closer to Russia in response to a top Russian official, Dmitry Medvedev, who warned the U.S. leader not to play, quote, the ultimatum game with Russia. President Trump's special Mideast diplomat Steve Witkoff met today in Tel Aviv with hostage families calling for an end to the war in Gaza and their loved ones returned. No arrests a day after a shooting that left four people dead at a bar in Anaconda, Montana. This is ABC News. Smoke from Canada leading to trouble, says ABC News forecaster Samara Theodore.
Air quality alert right now for places like Minneapolis, Green Bay, Omaha, Kearney, Cedar Rapids, and all the way as far as east as Detroit. Now, as far as this continuing to thicken up, that's going to happen as we head through the remainder of the day. Those Canadian fires are burning and smoke really billowing farther south, headed into parts of the Great Lakes, into Green Bay, Detroit.
The wait, physically, not emotionally, on back-to-school students brings tips from ABC News medical contributor and pediatrician Dr. Alok Patel on packed backpacks.
Padding helps. Sometimes a waist strap can be a good idea as well. And most people don't pay attention to this. A backpack should be about 15% of a child's body weight. So for an 80-pound child, that's about 12 pounds. I know it seems like a small little detail, but it can make a big difference when it comes to keeping those necks, heads, and backs healthy and focused.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time today is sponsored by TC Autoworks, a quality pre-owned dealer with a full-service automotive repair facility for foreign and domestic cars and trucks. For tonight, hazy skies lingering through the night, some areas of fog possible and overall comfortable conditions, and a low of 53. Sunday, more hazy conditions, scattered showers possible late in the day, and a high of 81. Right now, northeast winds are at 2 miles per hour. Today's high, we got that to a minute ago or so, 80 degrees. We're down to 79 right now in Richland Center.
Make TC AutoWorks your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you can trust TC AutoWorks for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC AutoWorks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
I am Phil Nee with a WRCO News update. A Richland Center resident died in a fatal crash in the town of Clyde. Iowa County Sheriff Michael Peterson reports that Friday night at approximately 7:45, the Iowa County 911 Center received a report of a serious crash on State Highway 130 north of Spring Valley Road in the town of Clyde. The preliminary investigation indicates that Lucas Weitzel, 21, of Richland Center, was operating a motorcycle
motorcycle northbound at a high rate of speed when he lost control on a curve and struck a guardrail. Bystanders and emergency responders immediately attempted life-saving measures, but despite their efforts, Lucas Weitzel was pronounced dead at the scene by the Iowa County Coroner's Office. This marks Iowa County's sixth fatal crash of 2025. Emergency response to the incident included Lone Rock Fire Department, Dodgeville EMS, Iowa County Sheriff's Office, Avoca Fire Department, and UW MedFlight. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has again extended its air quality advisory. It is now in effect statewide through noon tomorrow. Canadian wildfire smoke continues to impact Wisconsin surface air quality this weekend. A mix of unhealthy for sensitive groups, AQI, and unhealthy AQI is forecast again as smoke recirculates around a slow-moving surface high-pressure system. Heavier smoke is expected across northern and eastern Wisconsin today, while lighter impacts are more likely for southern and western counties. A few locations may end up in the upper range of moderate AQI. Conditions will continue to be reevaluated on a day-to-day basis, including updates to the forecast and any associated air quality advisories. Sensitive groups are reminded to consider rescheduling or moving all activities inside. If you have asthma, you should follow your asthma action plan and keep quick relief medicine handy. People with heart disease who have symptoms such as palpitations, shortness of breath, or unusual fatigue could be experiencing a serious problem due to the air quality. If you have any of these symptoms, contact your healthcare provider. Everyone else should keep outdoor activities shorter or less intense. Go inside if you have symptoms. For more information on current air quality, you can see airquality.wi.gov. Two Wisconsinites have now died from a rare tick-borne Powassan virus. Officials at the Department of Health Services continued to confirm that two people have died from the virus and at least eight have been hospitalized. Melissa Kay explains how it is spread.
We know black-legged ticks, also called deer ticks, are responsible for spreading Lyme disease, but they're also the culprits behind the recent confirmed cases of Powassan virus in our state. The symptoms are similar to viral encephalitis or inflammation of the brain.
Fevers and headaches and malaise, not eating, not drinking, not communicating. So basically brain on fire symptoms.
That's Dr. James Thatcher. He's a physician at the Aspirus Tick-Borne Illness Center. He said that while the virus is rare, the severity is alarming. If you've received a tick bite and develop any symptoms, you should let your loved ones know and seek medical care immediately.
If you're not well, you should really make sure you're in communication with family if you're alone, and make sure that someone's checking on you. My biggest concern with viral encephalitis is dehydration.
Dr. Thatcher said the best way to protect yourself is to prevent bites in the first place. You can use chemicals like DEET, but natural alternatives also work.
Cedarwood oil, lemongrass, thyme, clove that help repel ticks, but also the other bugs.
Going on this weekend, Rock and Roll Reunion 2025 continues at Woodman Village Park in Woodman, with the final act taking the stage around 8:30. Music being performed includes rock, country, blues, and more. Many of the artists and groups performing are from the area. There is no cover charge to attend Rock and Roll Reunion. Soft drinks and food are available to purchase, and shirts are being sold for $20 each. Money raised at the event will be supporting autism, with the proceeds going to local schools. Special needs programs. Here is Roddy Dahl.
The way that we're distributing the money this year is that we're picking five schools, potentially six, but right now we're looking at five. And those schools have been picked because of their enrollment numbers. And because those smaller schools do get less funding, we wanted to make sure that they had the same opportunity to deal with special needs children in general. A couple of schools have been picked already, and one of them is pretty close to Richland Center. Ithaca Schools was one of the schools that we picked. Seneca is one of those schools, and Wazika. So we still have a couple more schools to go yet, and then we will divide that money between them for this special needs room that they work with children in.
All ages are welcome to attend. You can also bring your own beverage and chair to Rock and Roll Reunion 2025. It continues tonight at Woodman Village Park in Woodman. You can find more information on the Rock and Roll Reunion Facebook events page. Audiences will again have the opportunity to experience community players of Southwest Wisconsin's summer musical, Little Shop of Horrors, tonight and tomorrow. Performances are scheduled for tonight at 7 and Sunday afternoon at 2 at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Tickets will be available at the door and are $15 for adults, $10 for children under 18, and $50 for a family package of any two adults and many member of children in the family. Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin's Little Shop of Horrors is considered PG-13 and is not recommended for smaller children. Milwaukee-based Harley-Davidson plans to introduce a new affordable motorcycle to its lineup next year. Details are few on what exactly the Sprint model will be like, or even its engine displacement, but at $6,000, it will be considerably less expensive than the company's current least expensive motorcycle, the Nightster, with a suggested retail price of $9,999. The most expensive Harley, the CVO Street Glide, will set you back $46,000. Harley-Davidson Chairman, President, and CEO Jochen Zeitz announced the Sprint during a conference call with industry analysts and said it will be shown to dealers this fall. Earlier Sprints, sold by Harley in the 1960s, were lightweight 350cc single-cylinder bikes produced in Italy. Summer means cookouts, vacations, and backyard ball games. But in the middle of all the fun, don't forget to call Meyer Oil and LP for your summer propane fill. Now's the time to take advantage of lower seasonal prices. If you're thinking about switching fuel providers, give Meyer Oil and LP a call. They offer reliable service, flexible delivery, and competitive pricing you can count on. Proudly serving the area at 608-524-3914. Fuel your summer the smart way.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Here are today's vital statistics. Lawrence Edward Larry Kramer, 61, of Blue River, formerly of Richland Center and Muscadet, died July 3rd at home. A celebration of life is going on today until 6 at Riverside Park in Muscadet. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Lawrence Edward Larry Kramer, 61, of Blue River, formerly of Richland Center and Muscadet. Michael E. Molzoff, age 74, died July 24th at the William S. Middleton Veterans Hospital in Madison. Graveside services will be held Monday at 3 at Greenwood Cemetery in Platteville, where military rights will be accorded by American Legion Post 24 and VFW Post number 2474, Platteville. The Melby Funeral Home and Crematory Platteville is serving the family of Michael E. Molzoff, age 74. Myona M. Young, 99, of Boscobel, died Tuesday at home. A funeral service will be held at 11 on Monday at Trinity Lutheran Church in Boscobel. Burial will be at West Fork Cemetery in Crawford County. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel on Sunday from 1 until 4. Friends may also call at Trinity Lutheran Church Monday from 10 until the service time. In lieu of flowers, donations to St. Croix Hospice or Boscobel Rescue Squad would be appreciated. Myona M. Young, 99, of Boscobel. Frank J. Gunlock, 80, of Wisconsin Dells and formerly of Plain, died Sunday at our house in Wisconsin Dells. Funeral services will be held Tuesday morning at 11 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green with burial in St. John's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home Tuesday from 10 until the service time at 11. Frank J. Gunlock, 80, of Wisconsin Dells and formerly of Plain. Robert Bob Frankie, 90 of Boston, formerly of Bloom City, died Tuesday. A funeral service will be held Tuesday morning at 11 at the Boston Methodist Church, with burial in the Evergreen Cemetery south of Boston. Friends may call at Crandall's Funeral Home of Boston on Monday from 4 until 9. Friends may also call at the Boston Methodist Church Tuesday from 9 until the service time at 11. Robert Bob Frankie, 90 of Boston, formerly of Bloom City. Joyce Marie Albrecht, 90 of Avoca, died Wednesday at Upland Hills Health. A private graveside service will be held at St. Malachi Cemetery in Clyde. The Luloff Peterson Hauk Funeral Home is assisting the family of Joyce Marie Albrecht, 90 of Avoca.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hi, this is meteorologist Heath Bradberg with an update on weather for WRCO. The air quality alert has been extended. It now is going to remain in effect for the entire area until noon on Sunday. We are expecting to have the unhealthy for sensitive groups impacted due to the air from the wildfire smokes. For tonight, we are going to have hazy skies sticking around through the overnight hours. Some areas of fog are possible to develop. Overall, comfortable conditions minus the smoke. We're looking at lows dropping down to the low to mid 50s. Winds are going to be on the calm side. For our Sunday, we're looking at more hazy conditions. Scattered clouds are possible later in the day. The weather is expected to be pleasant besides the smokiness. Otherwise, highs are going to be upper 70s to low 80s. Winds are going to remain from mostly a southeastern direction, around 5 miles an hour. For Sunday night, we're looking at partly cloudy skies and some lingering haze, otherwise comfortable. Lows will be dropping down to the mid to upper 50s with calm winds. Monday is going to give us slightly hazy conditions still, but not as thick. Still going to be on the dry side though, with those moisture levels being a bit lower. Highs in the upper 70s to low 80s. Winds from the southeast, around 5 miles an hour. Heading into Tuesday, partly cloudy skies and a slight sprinkle or two is possible. We're also looking at a bit of an increase in the humidity levels as well, highs in the upper 70s to low 80s. Wednesday is going to give us partly cloudy skies and slightly humid conditions. Some light rain and possible thunderstorms will be moving into the afternoon. Minor amounts of water are expected, highs in the mid to upper 80s. Thursday is going to give us partly cloudy skies with some light showers and storms moving through the morning and early afternoon. Slightly humid once again, highs in the mid-80s. And Friday, partly cloudy with some scattered showers and storms possible to move through the region. Highs once again in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg for WRCO. Have a great rest of your Saturday.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. 78 degrees in Richland Center with hazy sunshine. 79 was yesterday's high, 49 the morning low. The record high for August 2nd, 100 in 1988. Record low, 44 in 1965. Last year's high was 88 and the low, 68. Sunset will occur at 8:23 tonight. Sunrise time, 5:53, coming up for tomorrow morning. We have a southwest wind at 3, barometer at 30.20. No precipitation today. After a high of 80, we're at 78 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Your summer might be winding down, but there's still plenty of warm weather on the way. And at Macy's, it's the perfect time to shop late summer deals like cotton dresses from Karl Lagerfeld and more that you can wear now and layer up later for $150 and under. Plus, new Levi's are here, like trending cinch waist jeans for 30% off. So come into Macy's and walk out with late summer deals too good to miss. Ending Sunday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
At U.S. Cellular, you can get $1,000 off any phone with no trade-in. It's great for people who love saving money, like someone who likes to haggle, even at self-checkout.
$10.99.
I'll give you $7.
$10.99.
Okay, $8.
Calling for assistance.
Ha! I knew I was wearing you down.
Get $1,000 off any phone with no trade-in, and we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Sports time today is coming up courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Phil Nee.
Eastside BP, open at 5 a.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 on Sunday. Stop in for kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, and a touch-free or self-serve car wash. Philbeck Family of Dealerships sells the best in new and pre-owned cars and trucks. The customer is first with Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Highland, Boscobel, Richland Center, and Prairie du Chien. And call Gander's Cleaning Service, your certified carpet cleaning technicians for carpet and upholstery steam cleaning and janitorial services.
Local baseball home talent playoffs going on this weekend. In the western section, Belleville plays at Verona and Arena at Blanchardville. We'll be on hand for that game tomorrow afternoon. Nick Larson, manager of Arena, talked about their opponent for the second round.
Blanchardville is going to come out strong. They got some good pitching. They got some real good sticks in the lineup. We were kind of in a, I like to think of a little midseason funk there when we got them at home. We kind of came off that tough loss against Argyle and then kind of maybe had our tails between our legs a little bit, and they definitely got after us. But I think we're looking to get a little revenge on them and hopefully come away with the win.
I asked Blanchardville manager Larry Schlem about Arena.
I think they had a bad day the time we played them, but I know they can hit. They have good pitching. They're solid. They were really good at the beginning. And we were bad at the beginning. I think we caught them on an off day. So I expect them to be much better, much more ready to go. And I don't think they appreciated how they played that day. I expect them to be ready to go.
Well, the game on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Pregame time 12:45 on Sunday, Arena at Blanchardville. Also in the northern section playoffs, a second round game for Reedsburg at Middleton and Cross Plains at Ashton. In the southeast section, Utica at Evansville and Stoughton at Fort Atkinson. And in the eastern section, Montello at Sun Prairie and Cottage Grove visits Monona. The Brewers placed outfielder Jackson Cherio on the 10-day injured list. That was retroactive to an injury that he sustained on his right hamstring, revealing more significant issues than expected. Cherio was injured Tuesday while running the bases on a triple in the fifth inning. The Brewers currently are leading in their game. That score is 5-2. Make that now 7-2. It's just changed. Bottom of the eighth, the Brewers leading over the Nationals, looking for win number 2 in the series. Sterling Sharp stood at the podium a few feet from his bronze bust, took off his new gold jacket, and gave it to his fellow Pro Football Hall of Fame brother Shannon. Shannon Sharp had given Sterling his first Super Bowl ring, and now Big Brother was returning the favor on stage after the crowning moment of his football career. Eric Allen, Jared Allen, and Antonio Gates joined Sterling Sharp as the class of 2025 was inducted into football immortality during a ceremony at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium, where the Los Angeles Chargers beat the Detroit Lions 34-7 Thursday night to kick off the NFL season. A group led by Celtics minority owner Steve Paglusa also has reached a deal to buy the Connecticut Sun for a record $325 million and move the team to Boston, according to a person familiar with the sale. The franchise wouldn't play in Boston until the 2027 season. A 110-foot Ferris wheel, race cars painted in MLB team colors, food trucks, live music, pitching tunnels and batting cages, a chance for photos with a commissioner's trophy, and Clydesdales. Of course, there's merchandise available for any fans who forgot to grab their gear supporting the Atlanta Braves or Cincinnati Reds, or simply commemorating a spectacular game unlike any other. About 4 years in the planning, it's finally time for the MLB Speedway Classic to play ball tonight on the diamond constructed on the infield at Bristol Motor Speedway, the place called the Last Great Coliseum. Los Angeles Chargers linebacker Denzel Perryman has been arrested on weapons charges during a traffic stop for vehicle code violations. L.A. Sheriff's Department officials said Perryman was arrested last night. Deputies discovered five firearms, including two assault weapons, in Perryman's vehicle. That's an update on sports for Saturday. I am Phil Nee.
Your local Cobuson team is proud to be the Richland School District's bus company. Join the Cobuson family of drivers. No experience necessary. Call 647-4446. Jones Chevrolet Buick offers the very best sales, parts, body shop work, and GM-certified service. Chevy, find new roads. And Julie Cairns State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right. Offering auto, home, business, life, disability insurance, and financial service.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
The 22nd annual Walk with Grace will be Friday, August 8th at Kruska Park in Richland Center. And someone will win
a new car!
Yes, you could drive away in a brand new 2025 Chevy Trax, valued at over $24,000. Get your raffle tickets now, just $20 each or six for $100. Buy from any Walk with Grace team or stop by the Grace office above Royal Bank, open Tuesdays and Thursdays from 11 until 3. Call 608-604-8255. Support a great cause and win big, a new car with Grace. WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where a retro Saturday continues with the Backtracking Show. It is coming up next.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
Hello again, everyone. It's time for another Backtracking Show on WRCO. We go back to the 70s and 80s for some music headlines and highlights, and we'll be taking you back in time to a weekend in your life, no doubt about it. Pre-game show for our Those Were the Days and the continuation of our Retro Saturdays. Now let's see what was happening this weekend. First of all, we start out in 1981, August 1st, a new television cable network called Music Television, or MTV, started broadcasting music videos 24 hours a day in the U.S. The show began with the intro, Ladies and Gentlemen, Rock and Roll. And then this particular song aired, a song by the Buggles, Video Kill the Radio Star.
I heard you on the wireless back in 52, lying awake intently tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
Yeah.
couple of former members of the group Yes, The Buggles, and Video Killed the Radio Star. Also making news on the 1st of August, back in the year of 1981. The Oak Ridge Boys crossed over from the country charts to make a song a top tune. The song had been around since 1966 and recorded by several others, including Kenny Rogers in the first edition and Rodney Crowell. But limited success, the Oaks' rendition would reach number 5 on the Hot 100 and certified platinum of 2 million sales by the Recording Industry Association of America. Now let's remember that tune right now that was a big one for the Oaks this weekend in 1981. How about we say hello again to Elvira?
Elvira. Elvira.
Back to this weekend in 1973 and a movie that meant a lot to me because it inspired me to want to really pursue a radio thing because I saw Wolfman Jack in that particular movie. American Graffiti came out in 1973 during this weekend. A group that was featured in that movie and later on in another production in the 70s called Apocalypse Now. Two different totally productions and time periods, Flash Cadillac and the Continental Kids. They appeared in both movies. So let's flash back now with Flash Cadillac and his Continental Kids and a song called Did You Boogie With Your Baby in the back row of the movie show.
Oh, do you remember the first time you started to date and the places you had to go just to be alone with your number one? Well, I hope this song brings back a whole lot of beautiful memories for you.
Yeah. Sometimes I get to thinking there's just not enough love and romance left in our lives today. And that's why I like to reminisce and to relive that first feeling of love and do it all over again. Hey, little girl.
Flash Cadillac and the Continental Kids, featured in the movie American Graffiti that debuted this weekend in 1973. And speaking of movies, we flash ahead in the time tunnel a little bit to 1987 and the second of the Beverly Hills Cop movies that was out, featuring star Eddie Murphy and a great soundtrack. This song in 1987 would be a good hit for Bob Seger. We remember it on the Backtracking Show.
Into the crowded line, break down, take down, shake, you're busted, busted. Shake down, break down, take down. Just about the time you think it's all right. Break down, take down, shake down, you're busted. Shake down, break down, take down. Everybody wants into the crowd.
Just about the time.
Backtracking with Bob Seger from Beverly Hills Cop 2 on the Backtracking Show.
Hi, I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. I love garage sales. In fact, each of our vehicles has an automatic sensing device that senses a garage sale sign from 400 yards away and automatically operates our vehicles to slow them down, activate the turn signal, and make the appropriate turn for the upcoming garage sale. Of course, I'm kidding, but I think some of you were nodding your head while I said that, weren't you? Garage sales are great. Somebody else's leftovers become our treasures. The Antique Roadshow is a television show where people bring their special finds to be valued by antique dealers. Some of those treasures were purchased at garage sales or thrift stores for just a few dollars. To Satan, you are just another piece of worthless leftovers that he can use, manipulate, and destroy. To him, you're worth nothing. But the Bible says you are fearfully and wonderfully made and that you are of great worth to God. God wants nothing more than to take what Satan has turned into a piece of trash and restore you to your rightful status as a child of God. So when you're out shopping at garage sales this summer, be reminded that God thinks you are valuable enough to give his son, Jesus Christ, to purchase you back from sin's destruction and lift you out to a new life as a child of the Creator God.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Wilkinson Auctions' huge summer auction is Thursday, August 7th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. This auction features a huge load of construction equipment, farm equipment, trucks, trailers, and some smaller hand tools and support equipment. We're taking consignments until Monday, August 4th, so get your equipment to Muscadet today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. Wilkinson Auctions' huge summer auction, Thursday, August 7th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
15 minutes. Before 6 o'clock, our Retro Saturday continues here, right up until 6 and right up until midnight tonight. Those were the days is percolating in the background. We're getting ready for a great Saturday night of music and requests and trivia as well. Hope you're doing well with the temperature. It was a nice day today, 80 degrees. We're looking at lows tonight of around 53. Right now it is 78 degrees. Let's take you to the hot summer of 1980 right now. This was a big hit during July and August for Rocky Burnett.
I'm gonna find my
Phil Neat with you, backtracking. We go back to the hot summertime of 1976. America had just celebrated its bicentennial, and everybody was being encouraged to shake their booty. KC and the Sunshine Band. Number one song of the summer of 1976, KC and the Sunshine Band, and Shake, 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 Shake Your Booty. Let's flash ahead one summer to 1977. Number one for 4 weeks that summer for the Bee Gees' little brother, Andy Gibb.
For so long, you and me been finding each other for so long. And the feeling that I feel for you is more than strong, girl. Take it from me. If you give a little more than you're asking for, your love will turn the key. Darling mine, I would wait forever for those lips of wine. Build my world around you, darling. This love will shine, girl. Watch it and see.
music people born during this weekend. Back in time, Jerry Garcia of the Grateful Dead was born in 1942 on August 1st. Ricky Kuntz, drummer for the Grassroots, originally 1947. Garth Hudson was born August 2nd of 1937, a member of the band. And the drummer for a group called Traffic was born in 1944. He also had a song that did quite well for him back in the year of 1983. This is Jim Capaldi, and that's Love on the Backtrackin' Show.
One day you're up, next day you're down. She's got your head spinning around. That's love. It's happening all the time. Walk out the door, head for the train. Then in a while, you're back again. That's love. You never change the world, not in a million years. And I know that I could never live without you, girl. You stood by me all through the times and through bad times. One gentle heart easily burned. After a lifetime, still haven't learned. That's love. It's happening all the time.
A beautiful memory from the beautiful summertime of 1983, Jim Capaldi, and that's Love. Wrapping up this portion of the Backtrackin' Show on WRCO. Chart data taken from Joel Whitburn's Record Research in Menominee Falls, Wisconsin. And now this is Phil Nee inviting you to stay tuned for more musical magic. And Backtrackin' leads us right into Those Were the Days next on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Progressive's teen driver discount could lower the cost of insurance for your teenager and save you some money. And then you can still spend money on them. Because just when you think you have a grasp on spending, new sneakers! And then it's money for a school field trip. And of course, spending money. Oh yeah, and a new phone to replace the one they dropped in the toilet. Oh, don't remind me. So just get Progressive's teen driver discount. And then you can continue to spend money on them. Endlessly.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states and subject to terms and conditions.
The 22nd annual Walk with Grace will be Friday, August 8th at Kruska Park in Richland Center. And someone will win
a new car!
Yes, you could drive away in a brand new 2025 Chevy Trax, valued at over $24,000. Get your raffle tickets now, just $20 each or six for $100. Buy from any Walk with Grace team or stop by the Grace office above Royal Bank, open Tuesdays and Thursdays from 11 until 3. Call 608-604-8255. Support a great cause